So yesterday we learned the new Gemara, Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. When you have two dinim written on the pasuk, one next to the other, so we usually treat that as a hekesh. A hekesh, we assume there's some connection between the two. So you have Tzvacha or Mechara, Tzvacha right next to Mechira. Is there any connection? So we had a Gemara before that there was a connection. Nachma, what was the Gemara before? Ma... But what was the hekesh? Ma Tzvacha... One opinion was matvacha dahana ma'isav ap mechira dahana ma'isav. It was machlokes hamaroi ma'yichayv dalad vehei. If the ganav does the mechira before yiush, so the mechira was not chal. So one amora held in the gemara machlokes rafun rav chizda. So one amora insisted that you only chayv if you did the mechira after yiush, and the mechira was chal. How does he know that? But tvocha mechara hekdesh ma tvocha dahana ma'isav. He did a shchitas, so it's chal. It's a metarim dein avela. At least it's metarim dein avela. Whether it has to be mata ba'achila, that's the machlekes of Shimon the Rabban. But it certainly is chal. It's metarim dein avela. Af mechor da hanamaisav. So we paskin not so. We paskin. We reject that hekesh. Then there was another hekesh in the Gemara that everybody did agree to. What was the other hekesh? About shir, b'tvach of kulo. Af mechor no. What was the loshon Gemara? That if you make a shiur, if you sell the shloshim yom, that you're not chayyur. Tvacha kula bisur, that wasn't based on a hekesh. Ma tvicha shena chazeres, at mechira shena chazeres, right? That they all agreed to. That there never was a machlekes on that. So that, the hekesh is certainly muskim l'chalde as far as that's concerned. Now comes the machlekes of yech, so why don't you say ein hekesh l'machzo? That's a kasha. Why don't you say ein, usually you say ein hekesh l'machzo. So we should say that ma tvacho dahana ma'isav af mechar dahana ma'isav. How come we pass? You don't need a hana ma'isav even if the ganav sells before yiush, he's still chai. Why don't we hold from the hekesh over there? What happened to the klal of ein hekesh lemachza? I don't know. So here on adaf also machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We don't accept Reish Lakish's opinion. Whenever there's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the Gemara says in Yevamos in the beginning of Perek Acholetz, that they took a vote in the next generation and they voted always like Rabbi Yochanan, except for three cases where we pass them like Reish Lakish. The only three cases that we pass them like Reish Lakish. This is not one of the three. So Nachma, so what's the machlokes here? So Reish Lakish says that you're only chayv on tficha if you could theoretically be chayv on mechira. You're only chayv on mechira if theoretically you could have been chayv on tficha. So what are the two cases where he's... And Rabbi Yochanan rejects the hekesh for that. Rabbi Yochanan only goes for the hekesh. Matvicha shein chazeres, af mechira shein chazeres. That's the only hekesh. So what are the two cases where Reish Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan? So one case was, if one would have assumed like Reb Shimon, which we don't accept. We don't accept Reb Shimon's opinion. Shimon hol shchita shein ruya, lav shma shchita. So if you shecht shochat v'nimtzis treifa, so that's a machlokes in the Mishnah between Reb Shimon and the Rabbana. Where was that? Shochat v'nimtzis treifa. That was a long time ago. Hashechet v'nimtzis treifa, shechet chul mazad, that's ayin omen aleph. Hashechet v'nimtzis treifa, Reb Shimon poitah. Why? Because shchit sheni ruyah. Reb Shimon holds all the kol ha'tar kula, then whenever, except for the cases where it's not so. If you shech the treifa, it's mitan den avela. Reb Shimon is not going to argue on that. And if you shech shchut echutz, it's also b'achila. Reb Shimon is not going to argue on that. That there is a chiyuv koras on shchut echutz. Tosfos says you can't say, well, since shchut echutz is also b'ano, so it's a shchita shein ruya, lav shma shchita. So Ron does the whole iser of shchut echutz. So you can't take the din and undo its own. It can't undo itself. So Tosfos said that for sure. That's an exception to the rule. But whenever you don't have any explicit pasuk, as there's beno, a kisi adam, or over here, by dalad vei, so if Shimon holds a shchita, shein ruya lav shma shchita. So if you shech the treifa, you're not chayv. So what if you sell the treifa? So that's what Reish Lakish says, according to Reb Shimon, that if you shech the treifa, you're not chayv. And there's a hekesh between tvicha and mechira. So kahecha the isa b'tvicha, isa b'mechira. Kahecha the leisa b'tvicha, leisa b'mechira. So that machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is within Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon we don't paskan like, so that's not relevant l'halacha. Which case is relevant l'halacha? The case kotchim. What if he shechts kotchim t'mimim? If he shechts kotchim t'mimim, So Rabbi Yechanan says it's possible to be chayiv dalad vehei on shechitas kodshim tmimim. If he shechts kodshim tmimim, bifnim is going to be chazer kera labailim. So then the bezin is not going to make a gemar din on dalad vehei. That was the gemara at the bottom of ayin vav amin aleph. Ari chazer kera labailim. So Rabbi Yechanan was quoted as giving two different answers. Either shechting tmimim bifnim shalol l'shem bailim, or nishpach adam. Either one or the other. So bottom line, it's not chazer kera labailim. It's not going to be chazer keren lebailim. So Rabbi Yechanan says, in such a case, the ganav is chayiv. Wait a minute, how can the ganav be chayiv dalad vehei when he shechts? It's lab de morei katova. So the whole discussion was also shaloi kalocha. This discussion is also only if you hold like Reb Shimon, a different Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds a kachim that's on ayin dalad on the base. If you hold kachim, shechayiv bach reyusam davar gorm lamamin is kemamin dami. No, we don't pass like this Reb Shimon either. We pass from kachim amam gavaya. We pass from kachim amam gavaya. If you would hold like Rabbi Yosef Glili, if you would hold like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that kachim kalam amam bailim, so then if you steal kachim kalam and beis abailim, it would be considered amam bailim, and then you would be chayv dalad vehei. Yeah, but then there wouldn't be a machlek Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish. If you hold like Rabbi Yosef Glili, then hamecha, the Gemara has hamecha losu shlam of lo yasav lo klum. Tosis quoted that before. Anybody remember where the Tosis was? Here. Some of Zayin on the base, no? This is asked the Kashi. What's Korban Balei HaGozel? Is that where they quoted it? Some of Vav on the base. The Gozel Korban the Chavri, right. So they quote from Sochem Daf Pei Tes on the base. And some of Vav on the base, this is Dima Maschel, the Gozel Korban the Chavri. So that's a Gemara Sochem. There's a big difference between a noila and a shlamim. A noila is kachim kachim, and a shlamim is kachim kalim. So the Gemara points that out. That this member, hamoch alosu shlamim leyos v'laklum, is not muskam l'chol adeis. If one would have held like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that kachim kalim is mamim bailim, he would be able to sell shlamim. Exactly what that would mean, does it mean only that the flesh, if the yishech the shlamim, so the bailim have the right to eat the basa. So when I sell the shlamim to you, you have the right to eat the basa, but the korban is oila for me. You can't sell your chalashem bala korban for Yisrael had the purposes. But he's saying, no, if hamecha shlamav, if you hold like Rabbi Yosef Glili, the shlamim is kachim kalim, is mamim bailim. So not only can you sell the cheftzim, not only can you sell the physical gashmias of the basa, you can sell the status of bala korban also. So that was a discussion. That was a deal in Achareinim. How far do you go? Amoicha shlom. So Nachum also, if the din would have been like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that kachim kalim is mamim bailim, and you can sell hamoicha shlom of, then you would be able to be chayiv dalav hei botan tficha and amechira. No. Then you'd be able to be chayiv dalav hei an tficha and amechira. So Reish Lakish would never tell me that it can't be. Reish Lakish says that by... Reish Lakish says on Ayin Zayin HaMeveis, this is the Reish Lakish that we're not going to pass on like, Reish Lakish says that since kachim tmimim, if you have kachim bale shuhumamu, kachim da havamum, humamu v'niftu, so it lends itself to mechira and it lends itself to shechita. You can do either shechita or mechira. You can do tovach or machar. So when does Reish Lakish say that by kachim, since lesnehu be mechira, so therefore lesnehu be tvicha, he's talking about kachim shaloi humamu, tmimim. Kachim tmimim, shaloi humamu. That Rabbi Yechanan interprets the Mishnah that that's what's going on within the Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon. So Reish Lakish says that it can't be. That the ganav can only be chayiv. It can't be that the ganav will only be chayiv dalavehe on tovach and on mocher. It's impossible. You can't sell tmimim. The bala korban can't sell tmimim. Nobody can sell it tmimim. Someone pointed out the Gemara before had the machloikis. Eitan pointed out the Gemara before had a machloikis, but he needed hanamaisav or not. What if you sell before Yiyush, so the Mechira is not Chal? So we pass from before Yiyush, Chai Bein Lefnei Yiyush, Bein Lach Yiyush, you don't need a Hanamaisa. So even though the Mechira is not Chal, he's still Chayv on the Tficha. So you see that you don't need that the Mechira should be Chal. So what does Reish Lakish say over here, that on the Kachim Tmim, since it's Lesneu Be Mechira, therefore it's Lesneu Be Tficha. Why is it Lesneu Be Mechira? Because Mechira is not Chal. So what? So the Mechira is not Chal, so it's Lo Hanamaisa, we still Chayv. So I think the answer is because we're working over here on the assumption that it's mam and gavaya. You can't sell it, but nobody can sell the korbanos. Buy a regular behema. The bala behema can sell this korban. It's mam and bailim. If I have a behema, when the god steals it, so it's ain't a bishusoy. So then I can no longer sell it. But in principle, the animal belongs to me. if I'll ever give it back to me, so I'll be, it's a hitch right now. I can't sell it because it's a bishusi. But over here, if it's kachim tmimim, it's mama gavoy, so nobody can sell it. We're talking over here in the Mishnah, the korban is mama gavoy. We're not talking mama bal. The korban is mama gavoya. So in principle, the ganav should not be chayiv dalad vehei. Reb Shimon comes in, and that's how we pask, and the ganav will not be chayiv dalad vehei because mama gavoy. Reb Shimon comes over here with a chiddush. If it's kachim shechayiv b'achri yusam, davar gam l'mama kemama dami. So then he says, then since the ganav stole it, it was garam l'mama, so it's considered mama bal. Comes up with a chiddush. So if you're talking about kachim that don't lend themselves to mechir at all, nobody can sell it. Even the balim can't sell it. Nobody's the balim. What hegdish? The gizbar can't sell it either. Kachim tmim, no one can sell it. It just doesn't lend itself to selling at all. The bala korban can't sell it. The gizbar can't sell it. The gana can't sell it. Nobody can sell it. It doesn't lend itself to sale. So that's where Reish Lakish holds a shita that yedarshin smuchim, yedarshin a hekish, not smuchim. That since it's written in one pasuk, kutvacha o mecharoi. So he has in both directions. Says kachim tmimim, bal dichi mazben, kachim lahavi mechira. Nobody can sell it. It just doesn't. Kachim tmimim don't lend themselves to mechira at all. So therefore, lisnei b'tficha. And he says the same by meicha treifel adimi Reb Shimon. And Reb Yechanan doesn't hold from the hekish as far as that concerned. He only holds from the hekish about ma tficha sheinu chazeres. Af mechira sheinu chazeres. Shoyin. So that's a machlekes by the yesh hekis lamachts over here. It's strange. I don't know. You have to figure out what's the machlekes in the midrash haTorah Nedreshes Ben. Usually we don't. In our generation, no one knows what's going on. Bechlal am midrash haTorah Nedreshes Ben. We don't understand bechlal. The Prim Gadim wrote two ganzen svarim about Guinness Varadim Shoshanas Amokim. Two little svarim about all these midrash haTorah Nedreshes Ben that nobody ever pays attention to. Usually he quotes the Atzmas Yosef on Kiddushin. He's always working on Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Bam. Okay. So here it's an issue with Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Bam. Why don't you say Ein Hekvish Lamat? Sure. So that's what we learned yesterday. Machlek Zabiech Nevesh Lokish, the Yadarsh and the Hekish. There is a Hekish between Tvich and Mechira. That was the Gemara that we learned previously. Ma Tvich HaShenech HaZeres, Am Pechir HaShenech HaZeres. Do you say Ein Hekvish Lamat with respect to this or not? So we got up to the Kasha. The Gemara quotes a Kasha, Esve, right in the middle of Ayin Zainim and Beis, Esve Rabbi Yechanan L'Reish Lokish. Yes, the Kasha, we have a Braisa that says, Gonav Kilayim Atvocho, or Trefo, or Mechora, the Ganav stole a Behem Atrefo, and he sells it, Shalom Tashlum Yabo Avachamisha. So whose Shita is this? The Ganav steals a Behem Atrefo, and he sells it, it's Chayb Dalbehe, it's Aliba the Reb Shimon, Aliba the Rabban. So Rabbi Yechanan understands my love. Pashup Shadna Brice is Reb Shimini. The Brice must go live with the Reb Shimon. Because according to the Rabbanon, there's no Chiddush. What's the Chiddush of Treifa? Gone of Treifa Mechor. Why only gone of Treifa Mechor? Gone of Treifa Tovach Oy Mochar. Why does it only say Mochar? So it must be that it's a live with Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds Shchita Sheni Weyalav Shma Shchita. So gone of Treifa Ushchota would not be Chayib Dalavei. And the Brisa tells me Gonav Treifa Mechora is Chayv Dalbehe. So it's a right that there's no such hekish. Al Mavgav to Leisi B'tficho. According to Reb Shimon, if you'd shech the Treifa, you wouldn't be Chayv, because Shechita Shein Ruya. Nonetheless, Isay B'mechira. So you see that Reish Lakish is wrong. You don't darsh in the hekish with respect to this. So Amalei, so Reish Lakish responds back to Reb Yechanan. No, I think the Brisa goes like the Rabbon. According to Reb Shimon, just like you're not Chayv on Tovach, by Treifa you wouldn't be Chayv on Mochar either. Frag the Rabbi Yechanan and ask back, Irabonon, if you're going to tell me the Brisa goes going to the Chachamim, the Rabbi Shimon, who holds Shechita Sheni Ruya Shmo Shechita, so why does it only say Treifa b'mechiris b'zvicha leisa? Why does the Brisa only mention Gonav Treifa Mechor? It's the same thing of Gonav Treifa Tvocha. So isn't that a right that it must be only the Brisa goes Ali b'd Rabbi Shimon, that if you would shech the Treifa, you would be potter, but if you sell a Treifa, then you chai. Sure. Freg the Gemara, and according to Rabbi Yochanan is better. What about the first line of the Brisa? It's Gonav Kilayim Utvocha. Why does it only say Gonav Kilayim Utvocha? If the behemah is a shorva se, if it's a kilayim, if it doesn't have to be a pure shorva, a pure se, even if it's only a mikta shorva, a mikta se, it's a kilayim, it's also a chayim. So the Gemara asks, so why does it only say Gonav Kilayim Utvocha? Gonav Kilayim Utvocha Omechora. Freg Marvela, my Reb Shimon, so you're machriach. that the sefer has to be Reb Shimon because it says treifa mechara. It doesn't say treifa utvacha. So what about kalaim? Kalaim tvicha isa b'mechira leisa? Ella, the answer is tana tvicha v'hoadina mechira. When it says gone up kalaim tvacha, it's lavdavka, means tavachoy mechara. What did I mean is sefer? When it says treifa mechara, it's lavdavka mechara. V'hoadina mechira. So even if you hold like Reb Shimon, you have to say that that's lav davke. So you can say the whole price that goes like the Rabbananami. Tana mechira v'hoadin l'tvicha. And each one is lav davke. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that doesn't make any sense. Hi, Mai. Yeah, I'm Rabbi Shlaim Reb Shimon. If the price goes like Reb Shimon, so the second half of the price can only give you the case of treifa mechara. So since the second half gives only one case, treifa mechara, not treifa tvacha, so the first half, I did that the second half of the price can only give one case. So the first half of the brisa gives the other case. What if kalaim etvocha and the resha is labdavke? But if you're going to say both the resha and the sefer labdavke, so why does it split them up and give one of kalaim etvocha treifa mechor? It should put them together. One of kalaim or treifa etvocha mamechoram. That yechayim. That's where Rabbi Yochanan argues. B'shleim Reb Shimon. If the brisa goes like Shimon, I did it on the treifa bechoda. It can only give choda. It can give treifa etvocha. Can only give treifa mechor. So Tana Kilaim Mechoda. So the Brisa gives only one case by Kilaim Mechor. Elo by Kilaim Etvoch. Eli Amid Rabbana on their Vinu Medis Nino. God of Kilaim would trade for Tavach Hamach. Mosham Tosh Lamid Alei. Gemara says Kasha. It's a good Tataina. The Brisa really sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. That's how we should assume like Rabbi Yochanan. I say we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. It's inaccurate. All Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokes Shalek Talach. It's Machlekes. No. It's a Machlekes within Reb Shimon who holds. We don't pass like Reb Shimon, except yesterday we mentioned the Shach has one opinion, and then we showed him that once you pass in Danin and Dina Degarmi, so based on the Gemara Daf Tzadik Ches, Danin and Dina Degarmi is an extension of Reb Shimon's sheet. That means that we pass like Reb Shimon, but that's not the accepted opinion. So the whole machlek of Yechem Yishlok Shtake irrelevant. We don't pass like Reb Shimon by Shchita Sheni Rui Lav Shmo Shchita. So we pass in Gone of Treifa Tvocha. Is chayv dal behe. So it has nothing to discuss whether mechora is chayv tvacha is chayv dal behe. And by davar gram lamam, we don't pass like Reb Shimon. So all machleg is irrelevant. Okay. Now the Gemara discusses the first line in the Braisa. The Braisa says gon of kilayim. What does it mean gon of kilayim? If I steal a shor, so the din is chamisha bokim shalom tachas hashor. If tavach amach, if I steal a seh. Is arbitzon tachas haseh. What do you mean to have a kilayim? Have a kilayim, a blend of what? Of a shor and a seh. So the Gemara says that's physically impossible. The Gemara says, Rashi explains, that they have a different kind of pregnancy. A shor is behema gasa, and a seh is behema daka. What's the difference between behema gasa, behema daka? That one is bigger than the other. That's one difference. But there's a bigger difference than that. That a behema gasa has a 9-month pregnancy, like human beings are behema gasa. So it has a 9-month pregnancy. And behema daka has a 5-month pregnancy. So Rashi explains in the Gemara that these two cannot, they can mate together, but they won't have any bloodless. You can't, a behema daka and behema gasa can't have any but together. So let's say, then the Gemara has imcheres also, a kosher animal with a non-kosher animal cannot have a vlad together. Only if both are kosher, they can have a vlad, and both are non-kosher. Let's say a horse and an elephant. Okay, they're both not kosher. A horse and a donkey. So they can get a mule. A horse and a donkey can have a vlad together. They can have a mule. But a horse and a cow can't have. So what do you have? Shor vaseh is even if it's kalayim. So it's not shor vaseh together. That's physically impossible. So it means a shor and another animal. What can it be, another animal? A deer? Okay. Be'em evachai can have a vlad together. So let's say you have a shor and a deer. Have a vlad together. So that vlad is going to be half shor, half deer. It's going to be half. So that's a chiddush that the Braisa says that not only are you chayv dalad behei on a full shor, you chayv dalad behei on a klein, even though it's a half a shor. Or let's say a seh. So you blend it together, a seh, the seh kvasim and seh izim. They're both seh. So let's say you blend together a seh with another. Has to be it can't be a behema gasa, it can't be a behema tmeo, it can't be a chazir. So they blend together a seh, I don't know, with some other, with a chaya, some other animal, and it has a vlad, it's going to be a half seh and a half non seh. So that's a chiddush in the brisa, that you chayv on klaim.
How does the brisa know that? The person is sure of saying.
But that's, the Gemara is going to pick on that. That's gonna, the Gemara is not going to let him get away with that.
No, but the half, that I'm saying the half part.
Yeah. The Gemara is going to say there's a drasha that tells me that klaim is chayv. Klaim is chayv can't be sure of a set together. It's physically impossible. So klaim is chayv means it's a sure with another animal, with some other animal, a non-sure. And nonetheless, yechayv dal behe, even though it's only a chatzi sure. Nonetheless, that's what the Brisa says, yechayv dal behe. Let's say, what's the din if you have klaim? Let's say, osav yez beno, only applies to behema, doesn't apply to chayv. So let's say you have an animal which is a blend of a behema and a chaya. Will the din of osav yez beno apply? So the Gemara in osav yez beno has a whole discussion. They say, seh, shor b'seh osav yez beno lo sish chatu b'yoy mechon. So the Gemara has a whole diyun and a whole complicated Rambam, a steer in the Rambam, where they say, seh v'afilu mikzah seh. Oh no, seh means you have to have a seh sholem. A mikzah seh is not subject to the din of osav yez beno, because it's because also as benom is only noig bebehemah, not noig bechaya. And here you have a shor that I blended with a chaya, or a seh that I blended with a chaya. So it's a half behemah, half chaya. So that's a dion in the Gemara, whether the din of osav yez beno applies. They say seh v'afilu mikzah seh, or not. Let's say, what else do you have? Kisi adam. So kisi adam is only noig bechaya, not noig bebehemah. Kisi adam only applies to chaya b'yof, doesn't apply to behemah. So what if you have a chaya, which is a half chaya, half behema? I have kelaim, not allowed to make kelaim. A goy made kelaim, happened by itself, whatever. The behemoths made it on their own. So you have a blend, I shecht an animal which is a half chaya, half behema. Is there a din of kisi adam? So there's also a discussion in the Gemara, per kisi adam. What about zerah lachayim hakeva matonis? A din is whenever you shecht behema schulin. Whenever you shech karbonis, so the Torah tells you which matonis, you give it to the Kohanim. Chatas anashim, you give the whole thing to the Kohen. And if it's a shlomim, you just give the chaz of a shok to the Kohen and everything else the Bailam keep. What if you shech behemas chulin? So then the din is you have to give zerah l'chayayim hakev. There's no din of chaz of a shok by chulin, but there is a din by chulin of zerah l'chayayim hakev. We don't observe it in America, we all follow Rashi. Rashi comments on the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas, Noah Galman, the Minikarlam is on three different things that were Makel. The Minik always is, the Balabatim are always Makel on everything. So the Minik is we're Makel on a certain issue of Zerah L'chaim HaKeva Matonis. What are we Makel? So Rashi says we're Makel that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz. That's what Yeredei they quote on the side. They quote from the Crazy Place, from the Rebbe Rabbi Yonison Eibeshitz, that he lived in the late 1700s. So he says that the practice was Chassidim Anshei Maiseh used to send money to Eretz Yisrael, that someone should buy a behemoth for them and shecht it there on their behalf in order that they should become mechuyev to give zerah l'chayayim hakeva, because the chutz la'aretz, you can't fulfill it, and everyone should try to fulfill each mitzvah in the Torah at least once in his lifetime. The Gemara talks about a karkafta de lo manach tefillin, a person who doesn't wear tefillin, so there's a special location in Gehenna for him, a special spot in Gehenna. So the Rif adds on one word, karkafta de lo manach tefillin me'oilam. He never fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin. And then Zamri showed him Aran. The Ran on the Rif adds on, who had the nami any mitzvah? If there's any mitzvah that the person never fulfilled all of his lifetime. It's not exactly the same. Tefillin you mechuyev to wear every day. So if you never wear tefillin, so then you're mevatel a mitzvah, you mechuyev. Zvalach hayam akeva, I'm not in the business. I'm not in the butcher business. I never became mechuyev in zvalach hayam akeva. So Hasidim Banshei Maisa tried to put themselves in a situation like we try to wear an Arba Kamfis in order to become Mechuyev in Tzitzis. If you don't wear an Arba Kamfis, you're not Mechuyev in Tzitzis. My wife's first baby was a baby girl, so we never did Pinyin HaBens. After divorce my wife and marry another wife in order to have a baby boy, and what if she has a baby girl for have to divorce her and marry a third wife? Not Mechuyev. I don't have a mitzvah makkah. I don't own a house that we don't use the roof. We have a roof, no one uses the roof, so there's not mitzvah makkah. Mechuyev to use the roof in order to become Mechuyev in makkah, not Mechuyev. Over there we do say to put on an Arba Kamfis, so that's a chassidus, to put on an Arba Kamfis in order to become Mechuyev in Tzitzis. The Rishonim say that the Machlok is in the Rishonim. The Gemara says in the end of the first Perek in Soito, why did Moshe Rabbeinu desire so much to enter Eretz Yisrael? He offered so many prayers, Veschanan al Hashem, over 500 tefillas he offered to the Rebbeinu Hashem, should let him go to Eretz Yisrael. What was he chalashing to go to Eretz Yisrael for? The Gemara says, V'chilachon nipirya with his bayal mituva. That's why he wanted to go. The Gemara says, no. He wanted to put himself in a situation where he'd be mechuyev to observe the mitzvahs ha'tleizbar. So if he lives in Chutzlar, he's not mechuyev. So what's the problem? So Rebbeinu Shalom tells me, you're going to die in Chutzlar. So goodbye. So he doesn't become, like, I'm not mechuyev in Zerah L'chayim HaKeva. I'm not in the butcher business. If you don't shecht the animals, you're not mechuyev. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu want? No, Amidas Chasidus. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael in order to become mechuyev to observe Zerah L'chayim, in order to become mechuyev to observe the mitzvahs ha'tleizbar. So it's based on that we have the practice that we put on a beged with arba kampis to put ourselves in a situation that we're mechuyev to wear tzitzis in order to chapar on as many mitzvahs as possible. And other rishonim say, what's the tushtel? When we'll be on the madrega like Moshe Rabbeinu, then it'll make sense. We're not holding by that madrega yet. So that's the Bali Ates, have a machlekes about this. Does it really make sense, our practice, that we go out of our way to wear an arba kampis in order to become mechuyev in the mitzvah tzitzis? Like Moshe Rabbeinu. Who's on the Madrega like Moshe Rabbeinu? We're not holding by. We didn't fulfill all the other mitzvahs yet. Well, we'll stop talking Lashon Hara and start cheating on income tax and begin observing, well, the mitzvahs that we're mechuyev to observe. So then there's what to discuss. And Midas Chasidus, we're not holding by that yet. So that's the meaning is that we do it. Even though it's a little funny, but we're not holding on the Madrega. So what are we jumping up to observe Midas Chasidus? So that's what we do. So again, so there's a din of Zerah L'chayim HaKeva is only Noeg B'chulin, not Noeg B'kotchi. Chazav Shoka is only by Shlomim, only by Kochim, not by Chul. So Zerah L'chayim V'akeva only applies if you shech the behemah. If you shech the chai, there's no din of Zerah L'chayim V'akeva. So what if you shech an animal that's a miktsa seh, it's a kilayim, it's a half behemah, half chaya? So what's the din? So the Gemara says you give half Zerah L'chayim V'akeva. You give half Zerah L'chayim V'akeva. Zerah L'chayim HaKeva is worth whatever, $35, I don't know, chunks of flesh. So you have to give the kohen half of the $35. You got to give him $17.50. So what's over here? That you say kilayim. What does it mean kilayim? It's a miktsas shor and a miktsas seh. It's not 100%. It's a half shor, half chaya. A half seh, half chaya, half something other than a seh. So how much would you become a chuyiv? You become a chuyiv to pay the whole chamisha bakar. You only have to pay chamisha chatzoi bakar. The Gemara had a suffix with a chamisha chatzoi bakar. So what's over here by the kalayim? You're going to pay chamisha chatzoi bakar? Or you say seva afilu mikta seh and shor afilu mikta shor. So you pay the whole amount. Why don't you compare it to the case of Zerah L'chayim V'akeva? That it's a half behema, half ain't a behema. So you only give half of the matonis. That's what the Gemara says. When it comes to dini mamonis, you divide. When it comes to osvayas benal, so you have to decide. There's either seva afilu mikta seh or not. Or you say by a kisi adam. Either you say chayiv afilu mikta chay or not. But over here, so if it's noig, it's noig. What are you going to say over here? That it's a noig legamri or it's noig halfway? I don't know. We'll have to look in the Rambam. I don't know. What's this din? That gone of kalayim that you chayv how much? You pay chamisha chatzoim, or you pay the full amount? Anyway, so that's what the Gemara is going to pick up on now. The Gemara is going to ask it now. How does it say in the Rambam? Aleph, perek beis nehuchas geneva halacha tes. Says Mishalom Tashlumi Abba Chamisha. Doesn't add anything. Just quotes the Gemara. Sounds like you pay the full amount. V'chein ha-goydenf kilayim ha-bo menaseh miminacher. Or shikonf treifo. Or kitas. Or chigeres. It's missing a leg. It's missing a limb. Or sumo. Mishalom Tashlumi Abba Chamisha. Doesn't raise any issues. I don't know. Look at Menchas Chino. What is he at?
Doesn't the Gemara sound like it's balad specifically because there's a gzeiras hakasav of seh?
Yeah.
But the Gemara earlier said only ashor and seh are chayav. So even without the gzeiras hakasav, the fact is that there's a metzias, that this isn't a full shore.
That's the shaila, where the mikta seh. Do you say seh v'afilu mikta seh? So the Gemara's kasha was, usually we say seh l'mute kilayim. You have a binyanav. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, you have a ribuy that's marba, that kalayim is chayv. So the Shad says, but it's only a mikzas. So if it's only a mikzas, maybe you only chayv half. Just like when you come to mamanis by matnas kuna, by the zola chayayim v'akevis, you only say it's chayv to give half to the kohen. Half of the matnas kuna. So maybe it's only chayv half over here. The Rambam doesn't sound like it. Rambam sounds like you chayv all. Okay. I mean, a mikzas is called a seh. Mikzas shor is called a shor. That's the ribuy. So that's the Gemara's kasha, six lines from the bottom. Preg the Gemara, kilayim. Rabbi Yechanan quoted this braisa in order to ask for the second half. Treifa mechora. Why does it say treifa mechora? It doesn't say treifa tvocha. It sounds like the braisa goes like Reb Shimon, and nonetheless yechayv and treifa mechora. So you see that there is no hekesh. And Rish Lakish said no. The braisa goes like the Rabbanan. And the Gemara says it's a little sticky. According to Rish Lakish, why wasn't there vinu v'disninu? Why doesn't the braisa put it all together? Now the Gemara is picking on the first line of the braisa. Wow, that's a pella. Kilayim. Preg the Gemara sexiv. It says shor v'sev yom harav zeh banav kol makom shenem aseh en ala lahotzias haklayim. Rava has a binyanav. What does it mean a binyanav? What does pashu pshat binyanav? Binyanav means that we assume that the chumash was written by one author. Rabbanu Shalom. We assume the chumash was written by one author, and it has a uniform usage of the words. Whenever the word appears in chumash, many times it has the same meaning all over. It has the same, doesn't always have the same meaning. The word ki, Rashi quotes, ki mishamish b'dav l'shain, the word ki has four different meanings, and each meaning has four different meanings. It has 16 meanings. Okay. The word ki has a lot of meanings. But it means there's one dictionary for the whole Tanakh, and any halachic annotation that a word has in one place has the same halachic annotation in other places as well. So Rava says, based on this pasuk, he doesn't tell you what the pasuk is, zebanav. Based on this pasuk, he's pointing to a chumash. Based on this pasuk, we establish that the word seh, whenever it's used in Tanakh, has the connotation of lehotzias haklayim. That's the shaila. Where is the original pasuk that Rava establishes a binyanav? Like the Gemara has a binyanav that the word eid, kol makom shenema eid, ein ela shnayim. Whenever it says eid, it means a pair of eidim. It doesn't mean eid echad, because it says lo yumas al pi eid echad. It says when it means eid echad, it says eid echad. When it says the word eid, so that's the binyanav. It says lo yumas al pi eid echad, because it says echad. That's how you know that it means one witness. If it would just say the word eid, it would mean a katav eidim. The word eid means a katav eidim. See, this is also a binyanav. This pasuk indicates, but he doesn't tell you which. Zeh bonav, based on this pasuk, that's going to be a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Right over here, which is the original pasuk of Rava, that from this pasuk he establishes that whenever the word eid appears in chumash in a halachic context, whenever the word seh appears in chumash, it has the connotation of lahotzias hakilayim. So that's the kasha. Here it says shor baseh. So shouldn't I say that the word seh should be lahotzias hakilayim? Should not be chayiv on dalav hehen klayim. So the Gemara answers shani hoch damakra. Oh, the rabbi says hakilayim. You have a ribuy, sure. You have a ribuy, so the ribuy tells me that you are chayv. Frag the Gemara, and the word oh is a ribuy. Wouldn't it, maybe the word oh is a miut? V'chol oh l'rabasu, does the word oh always mean that it's a ribuy? You tell me over here the word shor oseh, shor oseh tvachem mechor. So the word shor oseh is marbe additional cases. I v'hatanya shor okesev. Where is that pasuk in Vayikra Chav Beis? Where does it say there, Vayikra Chav Beis? Shor kesev eis ki yivol v'har yishiv osam tachzim en mishman v'har yotza v'kar b'ni yishan Hashem. So shor o kesev. So it says prat l'kelayim. No, that's the wrong pasuk. It says always. Wrong pasuk. What does it say? It doesn't say shor kesev eis ki yivol, does it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, all three? Shor kesev eis ki yivol? Okay, good. So the word O is a miut over there. Pratle kilaim. O is pratle nidma. What is nidma? Kilaim is when it's really a hybrid. It's a half shor and it's a half a different animal. So a kilaim is pasal la mizbech. Pasal akrav agave mizbech. Nidma means it's a mutation. The animal has a father and a mother, both shor, or both set. They're both the same min. And the blood bounces out from the mother's rechem, and it doesn't look at all like that. It's a nidma. It's a mutation. Looks like a different animal. Tosfos goes into the details. How much of a nidma is it? Legamrei anidma miktzas anidma miktzas. Tosan anayin chesam. We're not going to go into the details. So I need two different psukim. Kilayim, just because kilayim is puzzle, kilayim is mamish half not ashur. Nidme is in ganzen ashur. Biologically, it's just a mutation. So just because I have a puzzle that kilayim is no good, it wouldn't necessarily follow that nidme would be no good. That's how the Gemara says on the next daf. Nidme is a bigger chiddush to puzzle than kilayim. So the Gemara asked Akasha, you're telling me that shor ose by daladeh, the word o is marbe. And there you say shor o kesev is a miut. So how do you determine whether the word o is a miut or the word o is a riboy? Miut and riboy, we have before Baruch Shama, you have the Braiser Rabbi Shmuel Amar B'Yud Gimimis HaTarnit Reshes Bam. It's missing all the mitzvahs that we always work with are missing. The o is always a miut, sometimes a riboy, and a hey haidiyah is a miut or a riboy, but all the things that we're always working with in Shas don't appear there. Lashon Rabim, Lashon Yochid, Mala, Ichase, everything. These are more midrash alternative reshes. Okay. There are many more. There's a Paritz Merubah Alayimah. There are more than 13 I'm missing. The 13 that I mentioned, we hardly ever found in the Gemara. Klala Prata Klal, okay, we broke our heads in the beginning of the parak. We had a little bit of Klala Prata Klal. We've been near to a Reboot. But most of the midrash alternative reshes don't appear in that brice.
Why does he only quote those?
I don't know. It's a good kasha. Why does he give such an incomplete listing? And even the longer lists that they have also don't have all of these that we always work with. I don't know. So the Gemara asks, how do you know to determine whether the word O in any given context is a miut or a ribuy? So Rabbi explains, it all depends on the context. It depends. Why not? So Rashi says, because the shor is behema gasa, and it's yaledes letisha. And it says, behema dakius ledes lachamisha. So they cannot have an ibur together. It's impossible to have an ibur. So on my own, if there wouldn't be any ribu yamirut, I would have said that only shor was kilayim is impossible. If it's going to be a shor but something else, it's only going to be half. The vlad is going to be a half a shor. If it would have been shor b'sadik, if they could be misaber echad ben asheni, so then I would have assumed that the kilayim would have been included also. It would have been chayv. Would have been a deal. And how much would you pay? It can't happen though. Shor b'sadik can't have a vlad together. But if it would have been able to have a vlad together, so then we would have to figure out, is it Arbot Tzayin, or is it Chamisha Bakar, so must have to pay 4.5? I don't know. But there's nothing to discuss. It just can't happen, Rashi says. So there it's physically impossible to have Kilai in between Shor Baseh. What are you going to talk about? Shor mates with another animal, and a Seh mates with another animal. So I would have thought on my own that you're not Chayiv. That yeah, it's not a Shor, it's not 100% Shor, it's not 100% of a Seh. So in that case, I say that the word O comes lohotzi min asvar achit zayno. So I say in that case, O is l'rabbis v'sakalayim. However, by kachim d'chsiv keves v'yeis, shor kesev v'yeis ki yivoleit, so kesev v'yeis are both behemodako, shatiyoch lohotzi klayim mibineyem, they can have a vlad together, and he would have thought that that should be included. If you have a vlad from a hybrid, that's a hybrid of a kesev v'yeis, I would have thought that it's kosher l'akrova. The Svarach Yitzayinu would have been that it's kosher. So the word O comes lapukif in the Svarach Yitzayinu. So then over there comes lemayit. So the word O lemayitu. Sure. So the Gemara explains why sometimes the word O is a ribui and sometimes the word O is a miut. Yeah. What exactly is the zebona av that Rava says? Zebona av, based on this pasuk, we have a binyan av that teaches me that not only in this case the word seh, whatever this case is, we've got to figure out. Not only in the original pasuk does Rava say, does the word seh mean to the exclusion of kelayim, but in other cases as well. So what was the original case and what are the other cases? So the other cases ain't going to be dalad v'heh. The Braisa says that you are chayv on kelayim. So that's an exception to the rule, all the rabbis. That's all the rabbis. And I don't need this, I don't need the binyan av of rabbi to tell me that by karbonis it's pasul. I have a pasuk, shor aseh prat l'klayim. The word O is memayit. So the binyan av isn't needed. The binyan av doesn't apply to dalet v'heh because I have a ribuy that says a din is not true. The binyan av is not necessary by karbonis to say that a kilayim is pasul hak rabbi. I have a beferish adrasha o lemayit, shor kesev Pratlik limes. So what is the original pasuk of the binyanav and where is it needed? So that's what Rashi and Tosis have an argument. What is the original pasuk? So Tosis quotes this big fat Tosis. Perikos v'eshanav pirish b'kuntra. Rashi says, where's the original pasuk of the binyanav? The original pasuk is by kosher animals. The Torah lists off which animals are kosher, which are not kosher. So the bottom line is, if it has malager, mafris, parsa, sure. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's a behem or a chay. As long as it's malager, mafris, parsa, it's kosher. There's a shach in Yerideya, which is, the shach says, if you don't have a masora, then you're not mekel. So that's the question, what is the shach talking about? If you don't have a masora, about what? Then you're not mekel on what? So the simple reading of the shach is, Shach over there is talking about the difference between a behema and a chaya. That chaylev behema is also with an isa kares. In the exact same chaylev, in a chaya, if you label this animal as a chaya, they're kosher chayas and kosher behemas. Let's say a deer is a chaya. So the exact same location where you have chaylev in a behema, that if you eat it, it's an isa kares, you have to cut it up before you cook it in the pot. Otherwise, it'll make all the food treif. You make the pot treif also. So on a chaya, that's kosher. We call it shuman. The exact same, the counterpart that by behemas in iskar is by chaya is kosher. So so how do you determine whether any given animal is a behem or a chaya? So the Gemara says it depends on the shape of the horns. You got to be a good farmer to know where the shape of the horns are. Hina her. So the shach says the minig is that you don't eat chaylev chaya unless you have a masor that this given animal is a chaya, a deer. A deer we know is a chaya. That says in chumash. That a deer, everybody knows a deer is a chay, but there are certain other animals that are borderline, that are questionable whether the behemah are chay. So the shach says you don't eat unless you have a masar, means you don't eat the chaylev of a chay unless you have a masar. That's a simple reading of the shach. So the Chazon Ish made a whole tumul that if you look in the Chochmas Sodom, that's what the Prima Gadim says. What we just said, that says in the Prima Gadim. You can eat an animal without a masar. You don't need a masar to determine that the animal is kosher. If it has malager, mafris parsa, what is it a clear? It doesn't matter whether it's a behem or a chay. But the simple reading on the shach is, that's what the Prima Gadim says, that you can't eat the chaylev of a chaya unless you have a masar that this animal is a chaya as opposed to a behema, because it's a dakas dika distinction. It's not so easy to determine based on the shape of the horns that appears in the Gemara, because we're not so sure what's going on there with the etchings on the horns and the shape. So that's a simple reading on the shach. So the Chazon Ish came up with a chumrah. He said, Chazon Ish was from Lithuania, so he says the Litvakis always follow the Chochmas Sodom like the Bible. They use the Chochmas Sodom like the Bible. So the Chochmas Sodom quoted the Shach differently. Chochmas Sodom quotes the Shach as if he said, you're not allowed to eat any animal, even though it's Malager, Mafris, Parsi, you're not allowed to eat any animal unless you have a Masorah that it's kosher. So that comes up to be quite a Chumrah. But if you come up, you'll discover a new animal. There are a lot of animals that we have no Masorah on. There's certain animals that grow in other countries. They never grow in our country. So we see clearly it's malager, mafris, parso. So we're concerned maybe we're making a mistake. Maybe it's not malager, maybe it's not mafris, parso. The scientists did make mistakes on some of the animals. Torah Tmima raises an issue that there's a certain animal that has shnei gabin and shnei shadrois and it's malager, mafris, parso. And the Gemara apparently wasn't aware of this animal. The Rishonim were not aware that such an animal, the Gemara was not aware that such an animal exists. So he writes that in the jungles in Africa, such an animal exists. So for 80, 90 years, so for a long period of time, 70 years, I don't know, the biologists thought that such an animal did exist, Hashnei Gabin Hashnei Shadrois, and it's Malager Mafris Paris. And then recently they had a convention and they decided that they made a mistake. It's not Malagera. When you chew chewing gum, that's not called malagera. That's people joke about someone's chewing gum. So they say it's not darachera. So they say it's a kosher behemah. It's malagera. Okay. Malagera means that the food goes up from the stomach and it goes down again, it goes up again, it goes down again. That's malagera. So they poshut made a mistake. They saw an animal, kept on chewing and chewing and chewing. They thought it's malagera. Then after they finally checked into it 10 years ago or something, they came to the realization that it's not malagera. So try to make a mistake. It's very shaykh to make a mistake. All the world's biggest experts made a mistake on the Malagir. So we can understand that it's not unreasonable what the Chochmas Sodom wrote. He wrote that you shouldn't eat any given animal. even though it's malagir mafis pasul, unless they have a tradition, because he may be judging wrong, maybe making a mistake. So that's this chumra. This was a big issue in Eretz Yisrael years ago when Rabbi Herzog was the chief rabbi. So they wanted to import some new animal to shecht in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chazanish made a whole tumult that we don't have a masorah on the kashrus of the animal. So at that time they didn't allow it. Yeah, by now they already do allow it, simply because they made another tumult a couple of years ago. Now they do allow it because the Gemara says in Mechoris that a kosher animal can't have a vlad from a non-kosher animal. They can't have a vlad together. So if you have a masorah on one animal that it's kosher, let's say you have a masorah on a cow, that a cow is kosher. And the cow can have a vlad with the zebu. Because this the cow with the zebu, each one has a mila and each one has a chisorin. At this, I think the zebu is like a camel that doesn't have to drink so much water. It drinks water one day and it can last a whole week with that water. And the cow, up this is better for giving off milk. The milk from the cow tastes better. So they made a whole cheshbon. If you're not allowed to mate together a cow, it's an issur of kalai be'ema to have them mate together. But Lamai said they do mate them together. So they found out that the way to get the milas of both, that it should be able to drink water and last for a couple of days, and it should give off the best milk, is if it's 3/8 one and 5/8 the other one. I forgot which way. Either 3/8 cow and 5/8 zebu, or 3/8 zebu and 5/8 cow. So they made them together and they make exactly this blend. They experimented many times till they came to the realization, 3/8 and 5/8, that's the best way to go. So if it has lotus together, and we do have a masorah on the cow, but the masorah on the cow carries over on the zebu as well. So now, by now, in the days of the Chazanish, they hadn't yet experimented. The religious Jews are not allowed to do it, and the goyim didn't do it yet. But by now, they've already been experimenting for a long, long time. It's a long time, 50 years ago. And now they see that they have lotus together, 5/8 and 3/8. So now the masorah that we have on the cow carries over on the zebu as well. So Nachamo. So there's a machlekes here, Rashi and Tosfos. What is the original pasuk that Rob is talking about? Zebanav. This pasuk indicates that the word se has the connotation of the hotzias aklayim, and it teaches me in another case as well. So what's the original case, and what's the new case that it's teaching? So the original case is a machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi and Oisvei Ezbeno, quoted by the Tosfos, says, the perikos v'ezmano pirish b'kuntres dov bin yinamir siv shor sekvasim v'sayizman lists off the kosher animals. So lists off seksavim v'sayizim. That has the connotation of seksavim. Both parents are ksavim v'sayizim. The both parents are izim. So the pasuk is speaking about kosher animals. Listing off kosher zos achar shetachelu, and lists off the shor and the ayal tzvi v'yachmer and so on. So you see that the connotation of the word say ksavim, say izim, the word say has the connotation of lahotzia saklai, because it says that both parents are kosher. So Tosin says the kasher, kosher liri, that the Gemara seems to say beferish, not so. The Gemara says, the Gemara has a discussion, maybe this binyanav is going to apply. What happens if you have a vlad that's born from a kosher and a non-kosher animal? It's impossible. There's nothing to discuss. It's impossible. But the Gemara is going to talk about that. The Gemara is going to talk about it over there in Pchoiris. The Gemara is going to talk about it over here also. So, what is it possible to have a cow that's straight? Is it possible to have a cow that's strafe? What do you mean a cow that's strafe? Let's say the father and the mother are both cows that have malager mafis parso, and then the vlad is born, it's a kolad bempara. It's not mafis parso. A mutation. But it's an enikel of dorach ador, from the original shor that the Rabbanu Shalom created, the Sheis Meibreshit. It made a zoch and a keva, all the way back, so many generations, all the way back to Sheshis Meibresh, for the last 6,000 years, it's a shor, always like that. But this one happens to be that it has no mafris parsa. Let's say it has no malager, has no mafris parsa. But do you say that each and every individual animal has to have the simonim of malager, mafris parsa? Or do you say, no, it has to belong to that min, that's malager, mafris parsa. So that's a machloekes satanoim. What's the din of kolad ben paro? So that's a mishnah in the first parak in Chorus. And we paskin that are called ben pora, does Rashi quote it? The top line and on the base. So if you have a para all the way down, and then the Vlad is born, but it doesn't have mafris parasol. So Reb Shimon says that it's osir. The top line on Rashi and on the base, pchores davav on the base. Reb Shimon on the gomel, gomel shnei pamim, echad gomel anolad min agemala, a regular gomel, echad gomel anolad min apara. Fila brosim min atohar. Ishor gomel. The father and the mother are both shor in a para, and they have a Vlad, and the Vlad is not mafris parasol. So Reb Shimon holds that that'll be osir.
What was missing the leg?
I don't think so. I think it's only if it has faker, if it's a parsos of kluto, so you see it's missing a leg, so that's...
You're not looking at the species, you're looking at each individual animal.
Yeah. So, I don't know, it's an interesting question. What if it doesn't have any hooves at all, doesn't have... If it's born such a mutation, doesn't have it all. I don't know. Good question. We don't pass like that anyway. We pass and call it by paris kasha. So as far as we're concerned, there's nothing to discuss. But that's the machlekes. Reb Shimon says that each and every individual animal has to have the simoni tara of malager mafis paris. And we pass can not so. That as long as it comes from the min, that's a min kasha, so the vlad is a mutation. That doesn't have to have the simoni mitzvah. So the shad is according to Reb Shimon, biologically the vlad is a para. But it's a mutation that looks like a different animal. And it's great, because it doesn't look like a par. It doesn't have Baal Gemara Fes Parso, so it's awesome. So what if these will be able to mate together? A kosher and a non-kosher animal can mate together if it's really a camel. It's a different kind of an animal. Just like if one is a behemoth gossip, one is a behemoth dako, says one has a 9-month pregnancy, one has a 5-month pregnancy, there's a difference in mitzvahs. So a kosher animal, non-kosher animal, there's a difference in mitzvahs. If you have a non-kosher cow, it's a quirk, it's a mutation. It's a shor and a parah have a get married, regular, normal, no, shor and a parah, everything is okay. And then a mutation occurs and the vlad is born in parsos of klutois. So then Reb Shimon holds that it's also, but basically the min is, he agrees that the min is that it's a shor. So this shor can have a pregnancy, can have a vlad from a shor, even though one is kosher, one is not kosher. Al pi aloche is not kosher, because al pi aloche it doesn't have its own simoni tahara. So it's also, but it's really belongs to the min tahar, so it can have a vlad from a tahara. So that's a machleik, that's a further machleik is hatanon. If you'll have a vlad from these two, from a kosher, so there is a din ayetzim and haaser is also. What's the pasuk says bas hayana. Pasuk says a chumish, but it lists off the non-kosher birds. So it says that he's bas hayana. So the Gemara asks in Chulin, the Perek Eilu Treifus, Gemara asks, what does it mean bas hayana? A female ostrich to the exclusion of a male ostrich. What, the male and the female, they're both awesome. Ostrich is an oiftomi, they're both awesome. So the Gemara says, no, bas hayana refers to beitzas oiftomi. But if an oiftomi, if an eagle lays an egg, so not only are you not allowed to eat the eagle's flesh, you're not allowed to eat the vlad. You're not allowed to eat the milk of a behemoth mayo, and you're not allowed to eat the eggs from an oif tummy. So that's the din of yetzim and a tummy is tummy. So what would be fakir? Let's say like this. What if a camel, a gomel and a gemala marry, het the gomel, they marry, and they have a vlad. Lo and behold, it's a para. As malager mafis paras, it looks 100% like a kosher animal. What's the din? Are you allowed to eat it? So that for sure you're not allowed to eat it. That's a yotzim and haaser asa. That for sure you're not allowed to eat it. It's not machlekes satanai. We would have started to dray. We would have started to say like this. According to Reb Shimon, each animal is judged on its own merits, and maybe this animal is kosher. According to the Rabbanan, it all depends on the yichus. He's an urur einikel from the original gomel. So, no, the answer is over here. L'chol ha'deis it's asa, because the yotzim and asa is asa. The only deal is the Pesachei Tshuva quotes in Yerideya in three different places. He quotes a shaila: a gomel marries a gemala and they have a vlad. That's a regular para, a regular seh. So, is it only asa because it's yotzim in ha'aser? Yotzim in aser. The Rambam shita is that it's only an iser esrei. Let's say alit beitza soif tomei. I'll eat beitza soif tomei. I'll drink the milk from a behemoth tmei. So do I get malchus? is if I ate the basar of the behemoth mayor. Is if I ate the basar of the eftome. So that's a machlek is Tosis in the Rambam. So Tosis' opinion in Eilat Reish Rav Chaim points it out in the Sefer. Just a kiss. He doesn't, without any analysis, just he points out. Tosis Shita Bekamah Mekomis is that Ayotim and Hasa, you get Malkus. And the Rambam's opinion is that Ayotim and Hasa is only an Isar Esri. And the Magen Mishnah compares it, it's like Chotzi Shir. You learn that from a Pasuk, something like Chotzi Shir Asim and Atar Bein Loikim Malkus. So the same over here. Ayotim and Hasa is Asar, but it's only an Isar Esri. So that's the deal that the Pesach Tshuva quotes. He quotes from one of the Achronim. If a gomel with a gemala have a vlad, and the vlad looks perfectly like a parah, it's malager mafis parsa, so the din is l'chol ha'deis, you're not allowed to eat it. So the shayla is, if you psak halacha, leave out Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon shita with the kolad ben parah. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. Shayla is, we pass like the Rabbanon, that kolad ben parah is kosher, because even though this vlad doesn't have simonic tahara, it's missing malager mafis parsa, it doesn't matter. But it's a para. It's a para, so it's kosher. Call it ben para is kosher.
We're still passing behemoth term, behemoth mea is impossible.
But a behemoth,
a behemoth mea, the Gemara says the only metzias that
it can't have a metzias to make together. Yeah.
So what's the pesuk? So how did the by two?
What do you have? A gomel with a gemala had a vlad, and it looks like a para. It's a mutation. It's a nidma. It looks like a para. So the din is you're not allowed to eat. So he quotes a diun, is it only yotzim and ha'aser aser? Because really it has simani tara. It has the vlad has malager mafis parsa. So we really should have said it's kosher on its own merit. Then it really is kosher. It's a min behemah tohera. But it's also teated mitam iser asay. Or should I say no? That the fact that it has malager mafis parsa, that's only a mutation. And you don't judge it on its own merits to say it's basically behemah tohera. But it's an Isar Esav Yotzim and Asar Asar. No! All the way back to Sheshes Mei Breshes, it was a Gomel, 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 all the generations for 6,000 years. So this is also a Gomel. The fact that it's a mutation, and it looks like a Porat has Malagem Arfis Pasa, that doesn't help. That's a fake. It's considered a behemoth man, you get Malkus. So the Nafkamina is whether you get Malkus. Okay, that's one Nafkamina. You get Malkus or you don't get Malkus. That's according to the Ramam, that'll be a Nafkamina. He has another Nafkamina. Can you write the Sefer Torah on the parchment that you get from this animal? The din is that you cannot write a Sefer Torah on or behemoth male. But you can write a Sefer Torah on the or of a behemoth nevela or a trefa, as long as it's a mintar. Even if it happens to be also bachila because of nevela or trefa, but you can still use that hide, you can still use that parchment to write a Sefer Torah. So the Pesach Tshuva has this in three places, this shayla. He has in Hilchos Sefer Torah, he quotes this tshuva from the Ad Aliyah, from one of the Achrayim. Can you use the or of such an animal to write a Sefer Torah on it? Do I declare that it's a behemoth tameo? Because all the way back it's a gomel, 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 gomel. Even though it has simana tara, that's a mutation. So it's basically a gomel. Even though it has malager mafis parser, it's a gomel.
What's from the Gemara? The lo misavra tameo mitara.
Right.
That's not even in that case.
The lo misabra tmeah from a tahora means if one is a gomel and one is a para, they can't have an ibar. But over here, they're both a gomel with a gemala had a vlad, mm-hmm. and the vlad has a mutation and it looks like a para.
Would that make to another para?
Probably not, possibly. Probably not. Like the Gemara says that if you have a kolad ben para, a para and a para have a vlad, and it's a mutation, it looks like a gomel. So Shimon holds that it's also bachila, but he says that it's straight, but it still can make with a behemoth Torah, because basically it's a para. The min is a min para. It happens that it's also because it does not balagam mavus paras. So I would assume that it's probably the same over here. If you have a gomel, 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 all the way back to Sheshes Mei Breshes, and then there's a mutation, it looks like a para. So I would assume it's basically a gomel. It can only make with a behemoth mea. I would assume so. You have to ask the people in the field. I would assume so. These are assumed to be correct. The Gemara's assumptions that a behemoth Torah with a behemoth mea cannot make together. There's a biological explanation as to why it doesn't work. And the same thing a behemoth daka with a behemoth gasa. There's a biological explanation that it doesn't work.
I'm just a little bit confused as to what you were saying about the camel and the cow story. When they have the camel and the cow, that kosher animals and non-kosher animals are not able to make together.
have a vlad.
But this case, they did it genetically in the lab and figured it out?
No, they're mating together. A cow with a zebu, not a camel, cannot mate with a cow. But a zebu is an animal that was questionable. It's used in South America. They use the zebu because it's very hot climates, and the zebu doesn't have to drink so much water. But the milk that it gives out is not so good. It gives milk, but it doesn't taste as good as doesn't give as much milk as cow's milk. So they worked out the goyim, worked out a whole cheshbon how to mate together the cows with the zebus. To have all the milas of both. If it's 5/8 one and 3/8 the other. So that's an indication that the zebu is kosher. The zebu is malagir mafriz parsa. We should have said that it is kosher, but the Chazanish b'shaito, 50 years ago, made a whole tumul. He said you shouldn't allow them to shech these animals in Eretz Yisrael because there's no masorah. But the Litvish who followed the Chochma Sodom, and the Chochma Sodom understood or misunderstood, whatever, he understood that that's what the Shach said, that there was a minig in Vilna, the Shach lived in Vilna. So he says, the minig in Vilna is that they don't eat these animals unless you have a masorah. So the Chof Masorah understood, doesn't go on eating the chaylev. No, it goes on eating the animal. You can't eat the animal unless you have a masorah. But by now, we already have a masorah. 50 years after the Chazanish made the tumah, now the Chazanish would agree that you're allowed to eat the zebu. We do have a masorah, because the fact we have a masorah on the cows carries over to the zebu, because otherwise it wouldn't be able to mate together.
But isn't it a kosher cane that the Gemara says that behemoth tmeah from the Torah cannot be mizabra tahar animal? So koshkin, if you have two tmeahim, that you're not going to be able to create a tahar animal. And even if you have some, if you have one behemoth,
we're talking about a mutation. A gomel and a gmal, like a par and a para, a shor and a para have a vlad and looks like a gomel. So there is such a thing as a mutation. So that called ben para, that vlad is a machlek zeb shimon and the rabban, whether it's kosher or not. We pass that it is kosher. Shimon holds that it's us. So the shayla is if you have a gomel and a gemal and then a mutation occurs and it comes out of parah. It comes out of parah. So what's the din over there? So the din is that it's us.
The pshat isn't by kolben parah because it came from the parah originally. One side it came from.
So maybe the halacha says either or. Either it needs its own simonetara or the family's yichus is good enough. Either or. So over here, when you have a gomel all the way back, and then all of a sudden you have a paro, then maybe since it has its own simonitar, it has malagir mafis parsa, maybe basically it's a mintor. The only reason why it's us is because a yotzim and haser aser, that'll only be an iser essay. So that's the dion that the Yad Elio, that's the dion that the Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Yad Elio. So what's the original source? What's the original binyan of? So Rashi claims the original pasuk is by we started to discuss. So what if you'll have there is a din of yotzim and haser is osa, and in the Shulchan Aruch they follow the Rambam. The yotzim and haser is osa is only an iser asay, not like Tosfos that it's an iser loises. There's no malchus on it. So what would it be the din? What if you have a yotzim min ha'asur or min ha'mutter? Let's say you have a cow, has a vlad, the cow is a kosher animal, a female, the mother is a cow, and the father is a donkey. That's physically impossible. They can't have a vlad. Let's say you have a cow, and the other one is also a cow, but it's a trefer cow. How can you have a trefer cow? It's called ben parah, according to Reb Shimon. But we pass in halacha that it's kosher. But Reb Shimon holds that kolad ben para is basically a para. All the way back to Shei says ben Beis, it's para, 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 para. And this one is a mutation, it looks like a gomel. So that's the machlokes hatanaim. So Reb Shimon holds that one is also, but it's really, biologically, it's really a min para. So that can mate with a shor. So what if you have a para mated with a shor that's also ba'achila? What would be the status of the vlad? So we usually have a din of a yotzim and hasam is also. What's the din if it's yotzim and hasam in a mutter? They call it yotzim and hasam. They say, no, you needed the mutter also. So that's what we call zevizagorim. Zevizagorim is the different kinds of zevizagorim. Three different kinds of zevizagorim. So the normal kind of zevizagorim here, the tesis, ayin chesam and aleph, there's a big fat tesis on the bottom of the daf. So on the right-hand side in the margin is ayin b'sefer pnei Yeshua. As honorable mention in the margin here. Tells you to look in the Pnei Yeshua. So at that point in the Tosis, where the asterisk is, so Tosis quotes the Gemara there in Chorus. So the Gemara talks about this case. If you have a kosher para, gives birth to a vlad, and the and the father of the Vlad was a treifa par. How is that gemalta treifa? Halacha l'mais, it's impossible. According to Rav Shimon, it's possible. Shimon holds that a kolad ben par is aser. If there is a mutation and the Vlad doesn't have malager mafis parsa, Rav Shimon claims that that'll be aser, even though it's a min of a para. All the way back to Sheshen Eight Bereishis, biologically it's a para. So that can mate, that can have a Vlad from a regular par. So if there will be a Vlad will be born, what will be the din? So the Gemara says in Choris, that's a machlekes satanayim. That depends on zev is a gerin. What does it mean zev is a gerin? The abarul ayetim and aser is aser. Let's say an oif tamei lays an egg. The oif tamei all depends on the female. The oif tamei lays an egg. The female lays an egg. You don't need a male to lay the egg. Or let's say a non-kosher animal gives off milk. The whole it's godol biyisr. The whole milk develops in the non-kosher animal. So that's yetim and a tamei tamei. To have a vlad, you have to have a zacher with an akeva. Can't have without both together. So if the nekeva is kosher and the zacher is treif, so that's a shayla of zev is a gerim. Whether zev is a gerim is aser amuta, it's a question: is it included in the iser of hayetzim and haser aser? Or do you say no? It's hayetzim and aser and amuta, so you can't call it hayetzim and aser. So that's a machlekes satana. We pass that zev is a gerim is muta. We pass that it's muta. What if it would be the reverse? What if the mother would be the non kosher? The mother is the kolad ben para. The mother is an unkosher animal, and the father is the kosher one. That's not called zev is a girl. The vlad grows inside the mother for 5 months or for 9 months. That's not called zev is a girl. Let's say if there's a whole discussion in the Taz and Hilchas Pesach, maybe zev is a girl, even though it's muta usually, maybe it's also b'chametz b'pesach. Maybe since chametz b'pesach is b'mashu, maybe we treat zev is a girl as if it's a mashu, and that's why it's usually muta. Chametz bePesach should be also. That's a famous run. The run on the Rif, Maseches Avodah Zarah, writes such an idea, funny idea. That Zev is a Gerim is Mutter, we treat it as if it were Mashu, and Mashu is always bottle. Then it should follow that Zev is a Gerim, Hilchas Pesach should be also. So that's the Taz's Chumer. So the Taz comes up with the following Chiddush. You have a normal cow, and in Europe they used to feed the cow Chametz. The Goyim used to feed the cow Chametz. The Jews also fed Chametz all year long. On Pesach they would feed non-chametz because ba'yura ba'yimatzeh and chametz also ba'noah, so you can't feed it chametz. Now nobody feeds the cows chametz. It's way too expensive. They give corn on a cup. They give maize. Grain is too expensive. But years ago they had no brains. They used to feed chametz to the cows. They used to waste a fortune of money. Maybe the cows were healthier then. Okay. Maybe they had brains. Maybe the cows were healthy. Maybe the milk was healthy. Maybe the people lived longer. I don't know. Whatever it is. So years ago, they used to feed chametz. So the Taz has a discussion. If you have the cow is kosher to Pesach, the chametz is chametzik. So the Taz considers that zev is a gerim. So he says maybe zev is a gerim is also the Pesach, because if the cow doesn't eat any food, it's not going to produce any milk. What if it'll be the reverse? A pig eats grass and he gives off milk. So you're going to call it zev is a gerim muta? Because the pig, if it wouldn't eat the grass, it wouldn't be able to give off whatever it eats. It eats kosher food. The pig, if you don't feed it any food, it doesn't give off any milk. So since the pig is also in the food, is kosher, so you're going to call that zev is a gerim. That's a joke. A pig gives off milk is also. A horse gives off milk is also. You can't say since it was eating kosher food without the food. Why? Because the main, there's clearly a main gerim and a secondary gerim. The main gerim is the animal. By a father and a mother, they're two gerim. You can't have a vlad without a zacher and a kev. You have to have a father and a mother. So it shouldn't make a difference. I don't know. Would it make a difference? Let's say if the mother is the behemoth tmei, I don't know, maybe there too. If the mother is the behemoth, is the non-kosher, the kolot ben par, the mother is the non-kosher, and the father is kosher, that would also be a din of zev zegar. But you would say, no, what do you mean? The whole animal grew inside the mother's body for 9 months. That should zicha be yotzim and aser. I don't know, maybe they're the same thing. But by the pig eating grass, no one's going to say that. That's a zev is a gerim. It's a zev is a gerim lahachmir. If it's a kosher cow eating chametz b'pesach, then it's a discussion of zev is a gerim. Or it's a cow all year long. The cow is eating macholos asuras or something like that, and then it gives off milk. That's a din of zev is a gerim, because the main gerim is mutter, and the secondary gerim is also. But if it'll be the reverse, if the main gerim is a horse and it's eating kosher food, I don't think anybody would call that zev is a gerim. If the main gerim is also resos. So here the Gemara says, if you have a zachar and a keva have a vlad, and one of them is also, one of them is mutter, which is only possible according to Reb Shimon, Otherwise, a behemoth may, with behemoth tohara, can't have an ibur. So according to Reb Shimon, that's called ben parah is asa b'achila, but basically, it's a, biologically, it's a parah. It's just a mutation of a parah. So it can have an ibur with a regular cow. So if they'll have a vlad, that's a machlokes hatanoim, and that's why Raisa Tesis says, v'od mashma hasam, where it says, I'm brein shua. V'od mashma hasam, time of the Rebbe Shua, mishum nikasav zev zegar masam. So that machlokes depends on zev zegarim, whether osur or mutam, if they'll have a vlad. Yeah. So getting back again, what was again the first line in this Tesis, on ayin zayin amid beis? The first line in the big Tesis, zeb on av. What was the original pasuk that Rav is making a binyan av from? So Rashi and Chulin says it's the pasuk by kashrus of animals, that it says which animals are kashrus, shor say ksavim and say izim. If the both parents are ksavim, or the both parents are izim, mashma to the exclusion of kilayim. If one of them would not be a kosher animal, if one of them would not be kosher, then the vlad would be not be kosher. Is that true? How is it possible one of them is kosher, one of them is not kosher? It's impossible. A kosher and non-kosher are not misabrim zemizeh. It's only possible if you hold like Reb Shimon. That's the Gemara says. If you hold like Reb Shimon, it's possible. Call it ben parah. So they said the original din. So the original pasuk of Rava is by kashrus, and it's going like Reb Shimon, that a kolot ben parah is also b'achila. And if it mates with a regular para, so the vlad will be also. It's going like Reb Shimon, and assuming that Zev Zagarm is also. If the two strange, we pass on Zev Zagarm is mutter, we don't pass on like Reb Shimon. The both assumptions are shaloi ka halacha. So Taisus yes, the kasha. The kasha l'ri. The Gemara only discusses the second half of Rav. Rav says, from this pasuk we derive a binyan av. It doesn't tell us which is from this pasuk. Zeh bonah, from this pasuk, which is zeh? So that's Rashi. He left it. Rav left it up to Rashi and Taisus to figure out which is the original pasuk. So from this original pasuk we derive a binyan av, and we establish that in other cases as well, whenever it says the word San Chumash, it comes to the exclusion of Kilayim. So the Gemara only discusses which case do you learn out the din based on the binyan av. It can't be that you're learning out to Dalet Vehei, that it says Shor Vaseh, Tvach HaMechorah. No, here you have all the rabbis, that you are Chayv on Kilayim. It can't be that the binyan av is telling me, the binyan av is telling me that for Karbonis, a behemoth kilayim is puzzle. I have a different pasuk that tells me, oh, shoro kese prat l'kilayim. I have a pasuk over there. I don't need a binyan av. It's a miut over there. So it can't be that it comes to me. So what does the binyan av come to teach me? So the Gemara said, maybe it comes to teach me about the kashrus of the animal. So Tai said, what are you talking about? Rashi says, that's the original pasuk. Goes on the kashrus. Now you tell me from that pasuk you learn out the kashrus of animals. No. Rashi claims that that's the original source. You see from the Gemara that what Rashi said is not correct. The Kosher Liri, how can Rashi and Chulin say that? The Lekaman on the next daf Omar, the Rav Lezer Asoi, the Rav Latomi Shonola Menatomi Bur Menatomi the Loker Rav Shutik Rav Shemis Eksov and Sayizim Nafke Kloima Velot Zorach Binyan Av the Rav Adar Av, but that is the mocker of the Binyan Av. The Gemara says later on. Mar says later on that the binyan av, according to one amora, teaches, according to one tana, the binyan av of Rava teaches you that din. How can it teach you that din? That's the original source. The Tos has to come up with a different pasuk. And Nirliri, on the third wide line of Tos, Nirliri, binyan av the Rava is from Korban Pesach. What does it say by Korban Pesach? Shor sek savim, and say set tamim zocha ben shoni yihiyel lochem. And akvas menizim tikoch. So how do you know that the say tamim zocha by korban pesach cannot be kilayim? Who says that it's not kilayim? Where does it say? So Tosfos says no. That we know davar pashut. We know from this pasuk. It says shora keser prat l'kilayim. I know that all karbanos you cannot be makriv kilayim. So korban pesach is a carbon like all the karbanos. Of course it can't be kilayim. If it's kilayim, it's no good. So I know from the pasuk on ardaf shora keser prat l'kilayim. The bayol karbanis kalayim is no good, and the word set appears by korban pesach shmos yud beis in conjunction with the korban pesach, and the korban pesach can't be kalayim. I know from other places from that pasuk said that it clearly is not talking about kalayim because it's a korban. I derive to other places as well that whenever it says set, It can't be referring to klein. And what are the other places? So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. But there's a claim to the original place, Zeh Bonav, which is the original pasuk, is by Korban Pesach. How do you know by Korban Pesach proper? How do you know about Korban Pesach? Because Korban Pesach is a korban like all the korbanos. So now Tosfos get stuck. Tosfos get stuck with their pshat also. Just like they had a kash against Rashi, it doesn't fit into the Gemara. So Tosfos get stuck also. The Gemara discusses on Amud Aleph. Lemay Hilchasa here. Almost halfway down Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. So the Binyanav Avraveh, he says, from this pasuk, whatever the questionable pasuk is, in this pasuk we establish Binyanav that anywhere that it says the word seh, it comes to exclude klein. So the Gemara says, Lamai Hilchasa, where is it? Which other place is he telling me? Ilekotchim, if from this pasuk it's going to teach me that in Korbanis he can't use kilayim, I have a different pasuk, I don't need the Binyanav. What do you mean? Kind of a funny way. The only reason why you have binyanav by Korban Pesach is because I know the pasuk by Kotchim that all korbanos ol lahotzias hakilayim shora kesel lahot prat lekilayim, that kilayim is no good and Korban Pesach is a korban like all the korbanos. So based on the pasuk by Kotchim, I know that by Korban Pesach it can't be kilayim. And since it says seh by Korban Pesach, so I learned to call out hakul. So what are you going to say? Maybe I'm going to learn from seh to Kotchim and I shouldn't need the oh. What do you mean? From the word seh by Korban Pesach, you would know that it doesn't mean kalayim. The only reason why you know it's the lemuti kalayim is because they're the pasuk by kachim. So how are you going around in circles here? What is the Gemara saying? Lemay hilchas lehalotis hakalayim ila kachim. You can't go on kachim. It's based on the pasuk by kachim that your whole binyanav gets off the ground. So the Gemara contradicts Tosfos also. So at the end of the Tosfos, they deal with that. The last three lines. The last five lines. And on the middle of the next daf that the Gemara says, what does it appear? If it wouldn't say any pasuk at all by kachim, I would have derived a binyan abav rabbit to teach me that by kachim klaim is no good. What are you talking about? Who says that klaim is no good by Korban Pesach? The whole original source of the binyan abav is because by kachim it says klaim is no good. Pesach is a carbon like all the carbonis. And it says seh by Pesach, so from seh I derive. But if you wouldn't have the pasuk by kachim, how would you know that the word seh by Korban Pesach means nishken kilayim? That's what they ask. You're going around in circles over here. The kachim had yiksib a mashmo. Does it appear? The loy have yiksib behed. If there wouldn't have been a pasuk by kachim, have yosa le shapu would have been fine. Aye, but we just explained that it's not. Avgab diga binyanav lahavim miyata be Pesach. There's no extra pasuk by Korban Pesach. Al mishum. You only know that a Korban Pesach can't be klein because it's a korban like all the korbanos. So you need a pasuk, all the lemayit as a klein. So the Gemara is going in circles. The text says sometimes the Gemara does go like that. The Gemara means to say even if there would have been some other pasuk that would have taught me that by Korban Pesach klein is no good. Even though lemayit is the only source that klein is no good by Korban Pesach, because by kachim it's no good. And Pesach is coming. They give you another dogma. As if there were another pasuk. In the first daf in Kedushin, second daf in Kedushin, there was such a thing also. Okay, so they're both, the Rashi and the Tosfos are both not 100% over here. Rashi claims that the original source of the binyanav is by kashrus of animals. The Gemara says you're learning from the binyanav to a case of kashrus of animals. What do you mean? If that's the original source, what are you learning from there to there, to the same place? So Tosfos says that demolishes Rashi. And they give their pshat, which also seems to be demolished by the Gemara. So they say no. They stand up back on their 2 feet. The pshat fits in because Kein Derech HaGemara. Gemara sometimes does go in circles. Okay, strange. Yeah. You can answer Rashi also along the same lines, yeah. So again, so the original source of Tosfos claims. The original source, and then Tosfos has a load of kashas, and they say this: the answer all the kashas. The answer all the kashas. So Tosfos claims, not like Rashi, that the original source of the binyanav of Rava Zebanav from Malkum Shenema said the original source is by Korban Pesach. So whenever it says the word "seh," it means lahotzias akalai. idea. What does the Gemara have on the top? So then Rava had a farenfer over here. So the Gemara raised the kasha, if there is such a binyanav, so why not say that the kilayim, if the ganav is tovach hamachah, kilayim should not be chayv dalad dehei, because it says shoroseh, so it says lahotzi sakilayim. So Gemara says, no, there's a pasuk, oh, the rabbi says hakilayim. Then Gemara says, is the word oh a ribi, is it a miyut? So Rava says, it depends on the context. Sometimes a riyut, sometimes a miyut. In fact, the Gemara kasha on the top line, what do you mean sometimes a ribi? V'hagabi kochim nami nemar, shoro kesev. Now a shor is a behema gasa and a kesev is a behema daka. Sex of him says him says a behema daka. Sheinat teyochel hotzi klaim yibinan. These two cannot have a vlad together. Behema gasa, behema daka. So since they can't have a vlad, I would never have thought that kilaim should be included. I would have thought that kilaim cannot be korav agam mizbech with sedam ayoh. So if it says odeh shor o kesev, so the or tells me keneged the svar chitzayna. So should it been that it's a riba, that it is acceptable. That's the Gemara's kasha. Since enat yochel hotzi klaim yibinayim, so the svar chitzan would have been that klaim is not included, would have said amayon. So the word o should be benarbi, and we should be marbi, that klaim is good. Just like he said by shor v'seh. I would have said amayon that the kilaim should not be included because yat yochel hotzi klaim yibinayim. Say the same over there. So the Gemara says wrong. May the sefer lamayit, reisha nami lamayit. What does it say? Shor or Kesef O'A's. Kesef O'A's are both behema dako. And that he can be moitzi, he can have klaim from that. So if the pasuk would have not had the word O, it would have said Shor Kesef V'A's, ki yivali. O Yeshivas Yam Tachzim, it wouldn't say O. Shor Kesef V'A's, no O's at all. So what would I have said? I would have said that the kilayim is included in in Heksher Karbonis. He can bring a carbon that's kilayim, or he cannot bring a carbon that's kilayim. So if you would look at the first half of the phrase, Shor Kesev together can't have kilayim. So we thought kilayim is not included. Then it says Shor Kesev V'A's. Kesev V'A's can have kilayim together. Physically it is possible. So it's a shtickle steer between the way you would have tasted the top tasted by itself. It's a shtickle steer between the way you would have understood without any drushes. Before you make any drushes of O. If the words O wouldn't have appeared, there wouldn't be any O's at all. So from Shor Kesev, I would have said Kalaim is not included. Kesev Yez, I would have said Kalaim is included. So which way would you darshan? Would you darshan Lahakal or would you darshan Lahachmer? So Taisa throws in the cloud. Whenever you can darshan either Lakula Lachumra, Kalehadika Lakusha, Lachumra Lakula, Lachumra Makshina. It's on the fourth line on the top of the top. It's fourth line from the top and the fifth line from the top. Kol kam yesh lamatam, we would have excluded kilayim with the samach shor lekesev, the luchumer makshinon. If it would have said shor kesev v'yeis, there wouldn't be either O, would not be written any O. There wouldn't be any ribuyim or miyutim. What would you have said, svar chitzan, on your own? From the first phrase, shor kesev, I would have said kilayim cannot be included because they can't have a vlad. That's what Rava said before. When the phrase kesev is, they're both behema daka, they are misabra zomizo, would have assumed that kalayim is included. So if you have a stira between the mashmois of the different phrases, a stira between different psukim, so the Gemara has a klala in Yivam, it's kalecha dika lakushe, luchumer lakule, luchumer makshin. The Gemara, they're happy by talking about a hekesh. Here is, we're not talking about a hekesh, but still the same rule applies. Whenever there are two ways to darshan the halacha, so you always go luchumer. This is a big dion in achrayim, and then if you look at the dion in rishon, what's the nature of the din? Is it because sveka deraisa luchumer? Oh no, it's not b'toras sveka deraisa luchumer b'toras sofik. It's b'toras vaday. It's b'toras vaday. And the Rabbeinu Tam says in the beginning of Bava Kama, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, midi b'atora loshne b'mamayna loshne b'yisur. Even in mamunis, where you then say sofik deraisa luchumer, you say amoytz machaber olaf araya. You say sofik mamayna lukula. Nonetheless, the Rabbeinu Tam says on Gimel Amud Aleph, Dumya Deregel, Om Rabbeinu Tam, Midi Yivatar, Loshna B'Yisur, Loshna B'Mamayna, that you say, Kalecha De'ika Lakusha, Lechumer Lekule, Lechumer Makshin is a Midi B'Toras Vadai. And other Rishonim disagree, they hold this B'Toras Sofik, not like that Rabbeinu Tam. Machloikis and Psochim. The Baalei Ateisis have a Machloikis, and Achrayim have such a Machloikis. Here it's not really that relevant, whether it's B'Toras Sofik, B'Toras Vadai. There is such a rule. Whenever you can darsh in either Lekum Lechumer, you go lechumer. So Amayon, I would have said. Amayon, I would have said that that kilayim should be excluded. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So I should say the word O should be a ribui. It should be marba.
Really, that's not you. You can say Taisus Svar even if it's midin safek. Isn't the mashma that's mida hivater? I'm saying, let's say safek daraisa l'chomer might not even be. I'm saying that's machlokes b'shanim whether if it's an even a din daraisa.
Taisus assumes safek daraisa l'chomer is daraisa. The Rambam and the Ravid hold that it's only midirabbanim. Yeah. Taisus holds like Rashi.
They're going to say that the pasuk being mapech from what you would have said safek deraisa
l'chomer. Yeah, safek I would have said safek deraisa l'chomer. Yeah. So the Gemara says, I would have said amayom misar asvar chitzonet. There are two ways to darshan. Shor kesev yesh. If you read shor kesev, it'll come out lemutei kilayim. If you read kesev yesh, comes out lerabos kilayim, because they can't have avlad together. So if you don't know which way to go, so you should go lechumra to exclude kilayim. So then if you have os, so os should be marba, that kilayim should be included. Kilayim should be able to be korba gam nebech. So the Gemara says, no, I have twice o. It says shor o kesev always. What do you need two ribuyim for? So it must be the first ribu is going to be marba that kilayim is good, and the second ribu is marba that nidma is good. So the Gemara says that doesn't make sense. Once you have a ribu that kilayim is good, if mamish it's a hef, it's a blend of a shor and a different animal, and still it's good. So if a nidma is just a mutation, it looks like a different animal, that should be a kal v'chomer. That's the Gemara's swara. Nidma is more kal than kilayim. So if kilayim is good, if you say that O is marbe kilayim, so nidma is certainly good. So if you have two psukim O, and one must go on kilayim, one goes on nidma, so it only makes sense to say fakir that you memayit both. So it must be that one of the miyutim goes, yam rabishlaim elamayit, tainu yitzroch trei miyute. Avgav dimit kilayim, yitzroch limute nidma, because nidma is not as bad as kilayim. Eli yam rabbis l'rabbis, but if you're going to tell me, on your own, you would have said, echad ikala kusha luchum luchum. Amayon, I would have said that kilayim is no good. Now that I have old, it tells me that kilayim is good. So what's the second old going to tell me? That even nidma is good. Kilayim is good, nidma is a kal v'chomer. So trei ribui lamali. What do you need to be marbe? So it must be faker. Hashli kilayim irabi lai nidma m'boi. So if you have two, if it says twice, so I would have said no. One goes on kilayim, one goes on something else. Somehow the Gemara assumes no. One has to go on kilayim, one has to go on nidma. So it must be that both miyutim. It's not that they're both ribu and they're both miyutim. Sure. They're both miyutim. So by korbanos we don't allow neither kilayim nor nidma. Then Tais is going to discuss how much of a nidma. Here in the Tais is hashle kilayim. They're going to discuss how much of imitation does it have to be that it should be posel hakrova. What if it looks half like the parents? Looks half like its min and half not like its min. Is it only posel hakrova if it's a total mutation or even if it's a partial mutation?
Is that only the partial? This goes on the features,
doesn't go on the Malagir Mafra's Parsi. So the Gemara wants to know, so the Binyanav of Rove, the Binyanav of Rove does not come to teach me that by Dalet Vehei, Kilayim should not be included. No, he just said a Braise, Agonif Kilayim, Tvoch, Eschaib Dalet Vehei. So that's because it's Exeris HaKas of all the rabbis of Saklaim. So where does Rove's Binyanav, yes, apply? Where does it apply? If it doesn't apply here, where does it apply? If you're going to tell me that based on Rabbis, Mamatzinu, I established the din that Karbonis, that a Kilayim may not be accepted on the Mizbech. No, it has its own pasuk over there. I have a different pasuk. Sure, Rok Kesef, the O is Pratla Kilayim, and the next O is Pratla Nidma. I have already psukim there. I don't need a mamatz. I don't need a binyanav. And Ila Meiser maybe comes to tell me that Meiser Behema, what is Meiser Behema? If the farmer had 10 or 100 behemas born in his herd in the course of 1 year, you have to figure out when is Rosh Hashanah the Meiser Behema. So Machlek Satana, we pass an Echad B'Tishvei. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. One Tana holds Echad Be'elo, Rosh Chodesh Elo. Is Rosh Hashanah the Meisah Behema. So if you have 10 animals born between this Rosh Hashanah and next Rosh Hashanah, that you're not mitzar from 1 year to the other. Just like you can't be mafrish Meisah Mishana Al-Chavato, the Paris that grew in the first year, Paris that grew in the second year of the Shemitah cycle in Eretz, you can't be mafrish Paris Mishana Al-Chavato. That's a pasuk. Aser te'asas kol tvua zaracha. Yetzasode shana shana. So the Gemara says shana shana each year, even though the both years are exactly the same hafrasha. That's a double pasuk. You can't be mafresh the second year on the third year, because the second year is ma'aser sheni, the third year is ma'aser rani. The third year and the fourth year is ma'aser sheni, the third year is ma'aser rani. So it's not the same. But even the first and the second years that are exactly the same, you can't be mafresh one on the other. That's the pasuk shana shana. So the Gemara learns that the same applies. The ma'aser behemi, you can't be mafresh mishana achavata. If you have 100 animals born 1 year, 100 animals born the next year, you can't mix them all together and one born to be mafresh ma'aser behemi. You have to have the 100 from 1 year separately, and the 100 from this year. And then it goes in units of 10. You have them all go out by themselves. So what if among the 100 animals that were born, the vladas that were born, one of them is a nidme, one of them was a kilai? So the din is, and you're not machnes it ledir lehisaser. Some of them are bali mumin, so you are machnes ledir lehisaser. That's a pasuk. Even if it's a balmum, if it'll turn out to be a balmum, so you won't be makrever on the mizbech. Normally, ma'aser behema, you makrever on the mizbech. If it's a balmum, it won't be makrever on the mizbech. But bali mumin or nichnasim ledir lehisaser, you bring it into the corral to include it in the number to have asir yekodesh l'Hashem. But if some animal is kilayma, one animal is nidme, or something like that, then bichlal, you're not machnas of the deer l'hisaser. You don't include it at all. So the Gemara says, how do you know that that's true, that you're not machnas of the deer l'hisaser? Likotchim, that all karbonis, I already know pasuk, for the purpose of karbonis, you can't be makrav on the mizbech if it's going to be kilayma nidme. So if the ma'aser behemah turns out to be, the lucky winner turns out to be the kilayma, the nidme, that you won't be makir on his bech, that we know. But we want to know, how do you know you're not even machnas of the hisaser? You're not even included among the group. If you have 100 animals baboon, you have to pull out the climate and the nidman. You won't have 100, you'll have 98 left. So the Gemara says, how do you know that that's so? Ilam Iser, if you're talking about machnas ledir, Iser is also a carbon. So whatever pasuk tells you, carbonis are no good. If climate and nidman is no good for carbonis, no good for Iser behemoth, it's no good for hakrovah. Who says you're not even machnas l'dir l'sasir? So the answer is no. That's a pasuk. Kol ha'shiyav tachas ha'shova to asiri yir kodesh l'ashem. So since it says tachas, you have a gerashova, tachas yalef mikotchim. What does it say, tachas? Shivas yamim yir tachasimah, miyam yishmini v'hol yirat zu l'kod. That's a different tachas. But that's the gerashova. Just like over there, tachasimo, prat l'kalayim u'l'nidme, that kalayim u'nidme cannot be korib on the mizbeach. So to over here, b'maisa behema, it's kol ha'shiyav tachas ha'shova, climb in the nidba not nichnas ledil hisaser. That is not korban on the mizbech. I don't need exera shove. Ma'aser behemah is a korban like all korbanos. It means it's not even included in the deer. So tachas I learned mikotchim. Ile bechor, what's a shaila for bechor? Bechor is kodesh me'elov. Bechor is kodesh me'elov. It's kodesh me'irechem. It's a mitzvah lahagdisha in addition. But even if the farmer is not magdisha, he's not ma'aser kedusha kedushasoy, it's going to be kodesh me'irechem anyway. So that's what the Gemara says. Let's say the Bechor is born a Balmum. So you're not makriven on the Mizbeach, but it has a din of a Bechor. You give it to the Kohen. So what if a Bechor is born, what if a Bechor is born and it's a Kalayim or a Nidme? So maybe I should treat it like a Bechor is born and it's a Balmum. That it's not Korib on the Mizbeach, but it's still Mam and Kohen. So the din is not so. If it's Kalayim or Nidme, it's nothing. It's not even Mamun HaKoyin. So the Gemara says, Ilip Chor, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that you can't be Makar V'Pchor on the Mizbech if it's Klaim or Nidme. That's included in Shara Kesev Eis Ki Yivolet. That's included in the Din that you can't be Makar of any Kabbonis if they're Klaim or Nidme. Means, let it be the same as a Balmum. That a Pchor Balmum has a Din of, the two Dinim in Pchor, it's a Matnas Kuna, it's one of the 24 Chavtal of Matnas Kuna. You give it to the Kohanim. And then it's also korib on the mizbeach. So even if it has a mum kavua and it's not korib on the mizbeach, but it's still from the matnas kuna. So maybe the klaim and the nidme, if it's a bchor, should still be matnas kuna. So the Gemara says no. I lebchor, I learn havar yalef mimaiser. I learn exereshava that just like by maiser, it's not even nichnas ledir lehisaser. So too by bchor, it doesn't even have the matnas kuna. Not only does it not have the hakrava, it doesn't even have the other element. The matnas kuna doesn't have. But it's not nichnas ledir. What's the havara? That by Bchor it says v'havar to kol peterechem l'Hashem, and by Ma'aser Behemah it says kol hashiyav v'tachas hashavat v'asiri. It's a different havar, it's a different meaning of it, but still, the Gemara considers it a legitimate gzera shav. So that's havara havara lemaisa. Inami, or maybe based on a different pasuk, that even nidma doesn't have a din of b'chor behemah Torah at all, even the matnas kunim. Inami nidma amrit, you're talking about nidma amrit, loy. If nidma is no good, because you have a pasuk, so it's a kal b'chor, a climate boy. I didn't know nidma is no good. You say rach b'chor shor, actually yehu shor b'chor shor. It has to look like the father. If he doesn't have the traits of the family, so there's no din at all of matnas kuna by b'chor. And klaim is a kal b'chor from that. So the Gemara says, either you have the gzera shava havara havara, that it doesn't have the din of matnas kuna at all, or you have the pasuk by nidma that nidma doesn't have a din of matnas kuna, so kal b'chor that klaim doesn't have. So where do you need this pasuk? The din is that kilayim was nismayt from a whole bunch of cases. By dalad vehe yechayvan kilayim. That's a brisa. So the Gemara said based on exeris hakasav all the rabbis. Shor oseh ish kignam shor oseh always the rabbis is hakilayim. But then we had by korbanas kilayim is not korban amnisbech is a pasuk. Kilayim is not nichnas ledil esaser. By ma'isabeim is a separate pasuk. And kilayim is not matnas kuhune. Not only is not korav on mizbech, it's not even matnas kuhune by b'chor b'emetor. Is a separate pasuk. So everything, all the cases, the four cases of kilayim, one says that it is acceptable, and three cases say they're not acceptable. You don't need rabbis mamatzin. You don't need rabbis binyanav. So where does rabbis binyanav apply? Al kitma de rabbi lina petach amor lina Rashi's girsa lina pinyan petach amor. Rashi has there's a word missing. Lina pitim petach amor. What's the din of pinyan petach amor? If you have a petach hamor, it's not korav on the mizbeach. The Gemara calls it kedushas damim. The Gemara in the first parak in Pcheres calls it kedushas damim. So the din is tifta b'seh v'mlo sifta b'arafta. What's the din of tifta b'seh? So there are two. The Gemara has there are two types of pinyan. The Gemara says if you pay the b'shavyo, it doesn't have to be b'seh. The Gemara says you can be paid with shlokas. If you have cooked vegetables, you have spaghetti, whatever you have. You have steaks in the freezer, whatever you want. If it's the shavius of the petach hamor, so you can be paid the b'shavio with the canned tuna fish, whatever you want. If you want to get away with shtick, you don't want to be paid the b'shavio. You just want to be paid the b'seh bazdanka, a seh that's only worth $1, and the petach hamor is worth $50. So is that permissible? So then the pasuk says tifta b'seh. If you give a live seh, so then it's permissible to be paid the b'seh, even though it's shalom b'shavio. So on that, the Gemara has kalalim. Ain't paidim lo be'egel, v'lo be'chay, v'lo be'shchut, v'lo be'choyfer, v'lo be'klaim, v'lo be'kui. How do you know that all these are not acceptable? So it says, tifte b'seh. So it says, a behema dako. An egel is a behema gasa. So an egel is not a seh, that we know on our own. Achaya is not b'chalna. It says a behema. Says a behema dako. And achaya is not a behema at all. So the word seh already teaches me that egel is not included and chai is not included. What about shchuto? Shchuto is...
Bishavya
no, bishavya would be good. If you pay the bishavya, you can give anything. You can give shlokas, you can give anything. This mishnah goes, if you pay the shalom bishavya, you want to save yourself money, so the halacha only allows you to save yourself money if it's a seh. If it's an egel v'chaya, by definition, it's not a seh. A shchuta, yes, called a seh, not called a seh. The Tosfos says a shchuta is called a seh. Tosfos proves from Gemaris that a shchuta is gishachta in a behemah. What they quote from Yuma, they quote from a few Gemaris, that a shchuta would be. Where is that Tosfos? The bottom Tosfos over here. And Ein Zayin on the base. Ushchuto, mashmusa deseh. Chidem the treif ushchuto mashmusa deseh nafke kmo egel v'chaya. They say egel v'chaya are excluded because the word seh means a behema dako, and egel is behema gas, and chaya is bechal not a behema. So they says what about treif and shchuto? They said those are not excluded because they're not from the mashmusa of the word seh. The ha'ama perikot zilo it says yom adaf mem tes. Apart from the shochet kori par, the chain said the pesach. I would have said that the word seh applies even after it's geshochten. So they prove from the gemara m'sochim mechiyusa deseh from the gemara nyuma daf memtes that a geshachten animal is also called a seh. So that's shchuta, that you can't use steaks in the freezer to be paid a petach hamor. If you paid the b'shavya, you can use steaks. But if you're not going to be paid the b'shavya, you're just going to take a geshachten a seh. You can't do that. That's not because of the mashmos of the word seh. No, the word seh implies even shchuta as well. It's a limud, some kind of a limud. So that's going to be the question, where is the limud? So that's what Tosis says. That's what this big Tosis point is. This big Tosis, Ein Zayin Amud Beis, they quote from the Gemara in Bechoris, that you have a Gzeira Shava from Bechoris Daf Yud Beis. You have a Gzeira Shava, Seh Seh from Korban Pesach. Just like by Korban Pesach, it's to the exclusion of all of these, that Shchut and Trefa in Klaim and Kui are not acceptable. All of these are not accept. Mala halon hotzi kol aminu ha'elu. Afkan, here it says tifta v'seh, but pinyin petach hamor. It says the word seh, zereshav, seh, seh. Also not acceptable. Also not acceptable. So the Gemara says, el ki yitma de rove, what do you need rove's binyin av for? Binyin petach hamor, ki this not. So they says, wait a minute. By petach hamor, we have excluded, egel and chai excluded from the mashmos of the word seh. All the others, Shchuta, Trefa, Klai, and Kui, are excluded because of the Gzereshava of Seseh, not because of a Binyanav. So what does the Gemara say? Over here, all of a sudden, the Gemara calls it a Binyanav, and there the Gemara Mchora says that it's a Gzereshava. So which is it? Is it a Gzereshava? They're two different Midas. Midas Shatar and Dreshes Pen. Gzereshava is one thing, and Binyanav is a different thing. So which is it? So Tesis works on this. Tesis explains that half and Nirilivri, that you need both. That's in the middle of that gigantic Tosfos Ebanav. They really read the Binyanav the Rav, the Gzereshav the Bchoris, Lavchad and Milsa, not the same thing. I need the two. The Gzereshav tells me some dinim and the Binyanav tells me other dinim. Binyanav goes on Kalaim and the Gzereshav goes on Shchut and Trefer. And Tosfos explains why you need two different Yafusas. Okay, otherwise I'll steer in the Sugyas. Because our Sugya says that Kalaim is excluded based on the Binyanav of Rav. And there the Gemara in Bchoris says that Shchut and Trefer is excluded because of the Gzereshava. So Tosfos says you need both. You need a Gzereshava for that, and you need a Binyanav for this. So the Gemara says that Rav is Binyanav, the original source, Zebanav, the Gemara doesn't explain what it is. They left it to Rashi and Tosfos to have the Machlokes. But what is it from the original Pasuk? He teaches you to another case. What's the other case? The Gemara finally says, oh, that case is Pidyon Petach Hamor. Then the Gemara says, but that's a Machlokes HaTanoim in the Mishnah. Well, the Rav Leizer, the matter be climbed, the star blazer, the matter be climbed. And she was said, Rav Leizer, the Tan is of the opinion quoted in the Mishnah Mcharis, that you can do pinyin petach hamor even with a seh, which is a half seh, half not seh. It's a mikta seh. It's a hybrid of a seh and another animal. Even though it's a climb, it is good. So he doesn't hold from the mamatzinu. Can it be that Rav Leizer, the Tan, you can have a machlokes hatanoim, but the Rav is din, that's kodesh tadosh. No one's going to argue with Rav. Why don't you just say Rav Leizer doesn't hold from Rav is Binyanav? I don't know. The Gemara says no. Rav is Binyanav. That's l'chol hadeis. The Gemara says according to Rav Leizer, l'may hilchisa. What does Rav Leizer need the Binyanav for? The Gemara says, oh, I'm like Rav Leizer. He needs it for the following din. That's for the kashrus issue. For the kashrus issue. But then we're going to have to spend time to figure out what the kashrus issue is. Okay, tomorrow we'll have to get back to the kashrus issue. Huh? Yeah, if Kalaim is good, I think Nidve should be a Kalaim. Yeah,
it is a kavachar. The sugya in Sanhedrin is that was a ger. So that's talking about where the mother had a blood and was negated.